Chapter 11. With practice, you will become a joyous, deliberate creator. As you consciously consider the way you feel, you'll get better and better at directing the source energy, and you will become a disciplined and joyous, deliberate creator. With practice, you'll be able to achieve a focused control of this creative energy, and like the skilled sculptor, you'll take delight in the molding of this energy which creates worlds and direct it towards your individual creative endeavors. As you focus creative energy, there are two factors to consider. First, the intensity and speed of the energy, and second, your level of allowing or resisting it. The first factor has to do with the amount of time you've spent considering your desire and to what degree you have become specific. In other words, when you've been wanting something for a long time, your summoning power is much greater than if you're thinking about it for the first time today. Also, whenever you've considered it for some time, having experienced contrast that helped you to become even more specific about it, your desire summons it in an even more powerful way. Once a desire has achieved that sort of power or speed, it is quite easy for you to feel how you're doing with the second factor, the allowing or resisting part of the equation. When you're thinking about something that you've been wanting for a very long time, and in this moment you're noticing that it has not yet happened, a strong negative emotion would be present within you, for you're thinking about something that has very strong energy that you're not in vibrational alignment with. However, if you're thinking about something that you've been wanting for a long time, and you are imagining that it is happening, then your emotion would be one of anticipation or eagerness. And so you can tell by the way you feel whether in this moment you're a match to your desire or a match to its absence, whether you are allowing or resisting your desire, or whether you are, in this moment, helping or hindering. It is not about controlling thoughts. It is about guiding thoughts. In your highly technologically evolved society, where you have immediate access to almost everything that's happening around your planet, you are bombarded with thoughts and ideas that at times feel invasive to your personal experience. And so the idea of controlling your thoughts when there are so many other thoughts coming forth seems impossible. It seems instead rather normal to just give your attention to whatever is in front of you. We're not encouraging you to make an effort to control your thoughts, but instead to make an effort to more or less guide your thoughts. And it is not even so much about guiding your thoughts as it is about reaching for a feeling. Because reaching for the way you would like to feel is an easier way to hold your thoughts in vibrational alignment with that which you believe is good. The law of attraction is already magnetically attracting and organizing your thoughts. So having an understanding of and deliberately working with the law of attraction is extremely helpful in an effort at guiding your own thoughts. Remember, whenever you give your attention to a thought, that thought immediately becomes activated within you. So the law of attraction immediately responds, which means that other thoughts in vibrational harmony with the thought you have just activated now join your activated thought, making it a more pronounced, more powerful, and more attractive thought. And as you continue your focus, and as your thought expands, that more powerful thought that you have just activated is joined by others like it, and on it goes. When your practice thought becomes a dominant thought. Whenever you have consistently focused upon a subject, causing a consistent vibrational activation of it within you, it becomes a practiced or dominant thought. And once that happens, things that match it will begin to manifest around your dominant thought. In the same way that your earlier thought was joined by other thoughts that matched it, now things that match your dominant thought will begin to show up in your experience. Magazine articles, conversations with friends, personal observations. The attraction process will become very apparent. Once your focused attention has sufficiently activated a dominant vibration within you, things, wanted or unwanted, will begin to make their way into your personal experience. It is law. How to effectively become a deliberate creator. Remember, before you can effectively benefit from paying attention to your emotions, you must first accept that well-being is the only stream that flows. You can allow or disallow this stream, but when you allow it, you are well, and when you disallow it, you are sick. In other words, there's only a stream of wellness which you are allowing or resisting, and you can tell by the way you feel which you are doing. You're supposed to thrive. You're supposed to feel good. You are good. You are loved, and well-being is constantly flowing to you, and if you will allow it, it will manifest in all manner of ways in your experience. Whatever you're giving your attention to is already pulsing an energy vibration, And as you hold your attention upon it, you begin to vibrate as it is vibrating. Each time you focus upon it, and each time you offer the vibration, it feels easier for you to do it the next time, until in time, you develop a sort of vibrational proclivity. It's like practicing anything. It can get easier and easier. And with enough focusing on this thought, and therefore practicing this vibration, you form what you call a belief. A belief is only a practiced vibration. In other words, once you've practiced a thought long enough, then any time you approach the subject of that thought, the law of attraction will take you easily into the full vibration of your belief. So now, the law of attraction accepts that belief as your point of attraction and brings to you things that match that vibration. And so, as you have life experience that matches those thoughts you were pondering, you conclude, yes, this is truth. And while it may be accurate to call it truth, we would prefer to call it attraction or creation. Anything that you give your attention to will become your truth. The law of attraction says that it must. Your life, and everyone else's too, is but a reflection of the predominance of your thoughts. There is no exception to this. Have you made a decision to direct your thoughts? To be the deliberate creator of your own experience, you'll be one who has decided to direct your thoughts. For only when you deliberately choose the direction of your thoughts can you deliberately affect your own point of attraction. You cannot continue to discuss, observe, and believe things in the same way you always have and make changes in your point of attraction any more, as we mentioned previously, than you can set your radio dial to 6:30 a.m. and receive the broadcast from 101 FM. Your vibrational frequencies have to match. Every emotion that you feel is about your alignment or misalignment with the energy of your source. Your emotions are your indicators of the vibrational variance between your physical being and your inner being. And when you pay attention to those emotions and try to focus on good-feeling thoughts, you are then using your emotional guidance system in the way that you intended when you decided to come into this physical body. Your emotional guidance system is the key to helping you understand what your vibrational content is and therefore exactly what your current point of attraction is. Distinguishing between the actual thought of what you want compared to the thought of its absence is sometimes difficult. But distinguishing between your emotional response to your thought of your desire and your emotional response to your thought of the absence of your desire is a very easy thing to do. Because when you are fully focused upon your desire, and your vibrational offering purely reflects that, you feel wonderful. And when you focus upon the absence of something that you truly want, you feel awful. Your emotions always let you know what you're doing with your vibration. Your emotions always let you know exactly what your point of attraction is. And so, by paying attention to your emotions and by deliberately offering thoughts that affect the way you feel, you can consciously guide yourself into the vibrational frequency that will allow the fulfillment of any desire that you hold. Can you accept yourself as a vibrational being? Most of our physical friends are unaccustomed to viewing their lives in terms of vibrations. And they're certainly not accustomed to thinking of themselves as radio transmitters and receivers. But you do live in a vibrational universe, and you are more energy, vibration, or electricity than you realize. Once you allow this new orientation and begin to accept yourself as a vibrational being who attracts all the things that come into your experience, then you will begin the delicious journey into deliberate creation. Once you begin to understand the correlation between what you are thinking, what you are feeling, and what you are receiving, now you have it. Now you hold all the keys that are necessary to get from wherever you are to wherever you want to be on all subjects.